You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Curious situation in our family. The big rating, of course, at the Democratic National Convention was Michelle Obama speaking last night, the First Lady. But over on NBC, America's Got Talent was on, and my brother was actually on the show last night. It is conceivable that my brother got a bigger rating than Michelle Obama did. I don't know what that does for our country. I don't know what that does for my family. But it's just a little personal thing I want to share. And let's talk about Michelle Obama. Let's forget about my brother. I think he's going to be fine. Michelle Obama last night, before the convention ears there in Charlotte, played the likability card, the Obama strong suit.
You see, even back then, when Barack was a senator and a presidential candidate, to me, he was still the guy who picked me up for our dates in a car that was so rusted out. I could actually see the pavement going by in a hole in the passenger side door. He was the guy whose proudest possession was a coffee table he'd found in a dumpster. And whose only pair of decent shoes was a half size too small.
Nice, nice story. Then Michelle Obama played the Jobs card, and she made it sound like an ace.
He cut taxes for working families and small businesses and fought to get the auto industry back on its feet. That's how he brought our economy from the brink of collapse to creating jobs again. Jobs you can raise a family on. Good jobs. Right here in the United States of America.
And then the First Lady in Charlotte, with husband and daughters watching from afar on television, played the Let's Get to Work card.
If we want to give them that sense of limitless possibility, that belief that here in America, there is always something better out there if you're willing to work for it, then we must work like never before. And we must once again come together and stand together for the man we can trust.
What exactly did Michelle Obama accomplish at the convention last night? Juana Summers is a national reporter for Politico. She joins us for more on the First Lady's appearance from Charlotte, as does the Takeaway's Todd Zwillick, who's right there in Charlotte. You were in the hall last night, both of you. Juana Summers, first of all, your reaction to Michelle Obama.
There's no question. Michelle Obama was arguably the best speaker of the night. She was able to take her husband's life story, reintroduce him to the millions of Americans who rallied behind him so passionately in 2008. And that's certainly critical, as there was only about 3-4% of persuadable voters in this year's election.
Does she persuade anybody, or is she more of a divisive figure?
From what I have heard from analysts on both sides of the aisle, this was roundly considered a very good speech for this First Lady, for this party.
Takeaway, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway contributor. Todd Zwillick, what do you think?
Hey, John. Well, what I heard was really a very partisan speech, but a veiled one, something that Michelle Obama's really good at. Now, keep in mind, it's not the first time she's delivered this speech. Some of it was new. A lot of it is pretty standard from her stump speech out on the trail. So people who follow a lot of politics, too much politics, have heard a lot of this speech before. But I heard a lot of very veiled, soft-edged partisanship. There were a lot of sharp contrasts that the First Lady was drawing between herself and Mitt Romney and the Romneys, and even Ann Romney's speech from a few nights ago in Tampa, you know, describing that to she and Barack, truth matters. You don't take shortcuts. You don't play by your own rules. We never begrudged anyone's success, but we believe that if you worked hard and played by the own rules, you could succeed. When you play by the rules that everybody else has to play by. There were a lot of veiled, very sharp contrasts and some partisanship in there. I was surprised by that.
I'm a huge fan of Alexandra Stanley at the New York Times, and her assessment of the speech last night, and thinking about Ann Romney, since you mentioned it there, Todd Zwillick, is that this performance by Michelle Obama, while terrific, you know, really casts First Ladies in this kind of frozen in time, almost from the 50s role, especially when you have CEOs of major corporations, women political leaders of all kinds, And at both of these conventions, the First Lady still talks about when we were dating and all that sort of thing. Juana?
I think that's a fantastic point. And to that, there's still a level of uncomfortableness when you talk about first ladies or spouses of politicians making that point. You saw it earlier on the campaign trail with Ann Romney, who was pretty widely criticized when she got into some of the finer political points of the campaign. So there is still a delicate balance with gender and politics in this race, specifically if you were talking about a woman who is married to a politician as opposed to a woman who is campaigning herself.
So I use the card metaphor there, and you guys can depart from it if you like. But, you know, likability is certainly a strong card for Obama. The jobs card is not necessarily a weak card, but it's not necessarily a real winner here. And, of course, the First Lady's personality and her ability to drive the conventioners into a, you know, emotional frenzy, that's a great card. But I don't see any Trump cards here in the deck. Does Bill Clinton have to do that tonight, Juana Summers?
You know, that's another speech that we're definitely looking forward to. I think, however, the best thing about what Michelle Obama did is that she casts the president after this divisive, bitter election so far in a very, very relatable note that I think a lot of people can get behind.
Todd Zwillick, look forward for us.
Well, look forward tonight to two major speakers. Of course, you nailed it, John. Bill Clinton is one of the highlights of this entire convention. And one of the questions people are asking back in the hallways and at the parties last night, they say, great speech by Michelle Obama. Boy, what's going to happen with Bill Clinton tomorrow? Is he going to stay in his lane? He's a former president. He says what he wants. He doesn't have to run his remarks by anybody. Everybody knows that he and Barack Obama are not buddies, even though they support one another. And Bill Clinton is going to officially nominate Barack Obama for president. Sure, he's on his side. What exactly is he going to say? Can he get by supporting the president for his reelection without getting too much into Clinton nostalgia land? We'll see. The other big speech, Elizabeth Warren, Senate candidate from Massachusetts, up in a tough one against incumbent Scott Brown, the originator of the idea that turned into "you didn't build that," even though they say that's out of context. She's going to be watched tonight in primetime as well, John.
All right. Todd Zwillick at Juana Summers, national reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.